Motion carried. That completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
No report.
I got one thing, just an update, and it's been a long meeting, so I won't keep it real long. But we had an application recently where there was a campground application, and everybody was wondering why manufactured homes weren't included in the definition of dwelling, and we kind of all thought, well, that doesn't make an ounce of sense. Working on something else, it makes sense now, and it has nothing to do with campgrounds. In all the zoning districts, it talks about you can do a dwelling on 3/4 acres. You can do a dwelling on 10,000 square foot lots. You can do a manufactured home in AR1 on 5 acres or whatever it is. So everywhere else in the code, it makes a difference between dwellings and manufactured
homes.
It differentiates. Yeah. So hearing what the commission said about that, it probably doesn't make sense, though, to differentiate maybe for campgrounds, you know, between dwellings and manufactured homes. If that's the case, and that's the way the commission feels, the fix is to just change the reference in campgrounds and say it's 400 feet from a dwelling or a manufactured home.
That's right.
You know?
Well, I mean,
you know, if that's what the fix is, that's where it goes, basically.
I think that's part of the fix, but the other part is the 400 feet is excessive. I mean, that's just my opinion. Hmm. You know, I don't like the ambiguity of what a dwelling is. That's a good suggestion. But I think 400 feet is just, I mean, what is a camper that? It's not an asphalt plant. It's a camper. I mean, you know, 400 feet is a long way.
It's a long way.
Yeah, but we're pretty rowdy people.
So do you want Mike with the 400 feet?
Watch out for those RVers.
I'm a regional expert.
That's right. Anyway, I just want you, because it didn't make any sense when we were going through it on the campground, right. But that's why it's in there. So I mainly wanted to kind of circle back.
It was really intended that it would be the campsites. I don't think of the perimeter of the property.
Well, yeah, and I misspoke. I think I said campground, but it is campsites.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it should be, maybe we need to tweak that a little bit too.
Well, Mr. Smith has an item for us.
Yes, this regarding the revision of the sediment and stormwater regulations, that DENREC sediment and stormwater program is happy to announce that the final sediment and stormwater regulations have been posted in the August 2013 Delaware Register of Regulations. So those new stormwater and sediment regulations will be effective January 1 of 2014. The documents can be found on the Sediment and Stormwater Program's Regulations and Revisions page. And for interested stakeholders, there will be an educational meeting on what they will need to do insofar as submitted site plans and things at the Verdon Center on November 6, 2013. Thank you.
Mark your calendars. That being said, we stand adjourned.